All right, Dennis, you look really good in your heat race, and then in your feature event, started up front, and you didn't want to give up the lead in that first lap. Then finally, you didn't give it up. They took it away. And then you kind of settled in behind the 22 for second place, and you looked really strong. No one was pressing you until the 98 got up into third. How do you think your run was, and then, in your opinion, how did it come to an end?
Well, the start of the race, Mikey Bruce and I had a real good start. We fought each other for, I think, like two laps or so, and really how that ended was, you know, he got a little bit of a better run coming off of four, and I was there going into one, but knowing that he wasn't going to see my tire, I didn't force the issue because that's the one thing we stress is giving people respect. I gave Mikey Bruce the respect, knowing that if I was going to beat him, I was going to beat him the right way. Lap after lap, I was getting on Mikey, and I refused to dump somebody to win a race. I will finish second before I dump somebody. That's what's ruining the sport, is bad racing. And I felt like we had a good car. No one ever tapped my bumper. No one ever showed me a wheel. I was just trying to time a clean pass on Mikey without hitting him. And I feel like coming out of four, and I have a video shot from the rear camera on Mike Bruce's car, and I feel like you can see that Jason moves low, not enough to get a run, and the front end of his car snaps right and hooks me. It's just unfortunate. You know what I mean? I will watch whatever video anybody wants to show me. Right now, that's my feeling. I'm not going to blow up. I've gone to the tower, and Chuck and Craig and I talked. They know how I feel. They saw what I saw, and I guess we'll see what happens. But I pointed my opinion. But the unfortunate part is because of a really dumb decision there, whatever the reasoning was, I now have a trash race car when I could have had a podium finish or a win if things went right. You know, not taking anything away from Mikey Bruce, but, I mean,
Mike didn't end up winning.
Right. No, he was running good. He just was pushing up a little bit, and I was faster than him getting into the corner, so it was just a matter of timing the pass without wrecking him. I mean, there was multiple chances if I wanted to be a jerk and wreck him, I could have, and that's not how I run, and you know, it's unfortunate that it ended up happening to me when, you know, we all could have just finished on the podium and had race cars, and now I got probably nothing.
I was going to say, your car looked, I would say, fantastic. I mean, it looked great except for that one time I remember, it was a stuck throttle or something between 3 and 4. Your car hadn't looked nearly as good as that, and you were gone for a while after that, too. And then it looked like you got it maybe back to as well as that car was running.
Yeah, we had a real good car. It took some time. You know, we changed a lot of stuff in the front end from an unfortunate wreck last week that we just kind of got collected into. And I think we finally hit it right this time. The car felt just as good as it did before. And, you know, I think we had a chance at it. And it's just unfortunate that that happened. You know, and to me, the worst part is that after that, you know, it's great they put him to the back, but he turned around and did it again. And, you know, Dan Apt and John Tesserio end up getting a raw dealer, especially John. It just because of not thinking. You know, okay, you're mad you got put to the back. That doesn't mean drive to the front like an idiot. And that's just my opinion.